from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. There's more information about the 16 children ages 18 months to 18 years who were rescued from a Vinton County home in southeast Ohio. More from ONN's Stacia Nakhan with Otis Cochran, the executive director of Athens County Child Services.
Authorities say some were in dire need of medical treatment. We know seven of them were taken to the hospital, two of them by medical helicopter. Authorities say one of them is in the ICU and serious enough to be intubated. All the children are now in the care of the state. We talked to a representative from Athens County Children's Services about what happens next in these situations.
They will try to communicate to the prospective foster home. Maybe it's an emergency foster home. Let them know the situation.
Three victims have been identified after fire ripped through an Econo Lodge motel in northeast Ohio's Worcester Township early Wednesday morning. Here's ONN's Natalie Clydesdale.
Firefighters were called to the hotel on Lincoln Way East just after 1:30 Wednesday morning. While crews were responding, dispatchers told them people were trapped inside. Firefighters made multiple rescue attempts, but they were unable to save three people. The Wayne County coroner has identified the victims as Hitesh Kumar Suthar, Hinaban Suthar, and Isha Suthar. Everyone else inside the hotel made it out safely. The cause of the fire remains under investigation.
Multiple departments responded to a large house fire that injured two firefighters yesterday morning in Oregon on Toledo's east side. ONN's Jeff Hogan has the story.
Crews were called to a home before 6 a.m. in the 1600 block of South Wheeling Street. Officials said no one was home when crews got there. Additional crews from neighboring departments responded to assist Oregon Fire and Rescue as firefighters battled that blaze. Two firefighters sustained minor injuries and were transported to an area hospital. Other firefighters were treated on scene for heat-related issues, including heat exhaustion.
Ohio Republican Senator Bernie Moreno has announced plans to introduce federal legislation to end birthright citizenship. ONN's Jay Fox has more.
After the Supreme Court ruled to uphold birthright citizenship Tuesday, Senator Bernie Moreno announced plans to formally introduce a bill to eradicate it when Congress returns July 13th. He plans to reintroduce the Immigration Stabilization Act of 1993, which was introduced by the late Democrat Senator Harry Reid. While the language ends birthright, legal experts say a constitutional amendment would be required to override the court.
New numbers show a worrying trend on Ohio's roads. ONN's Danita Harris has details.
State Highway Patrol troopers say fatal crashes are up about 6% compared to last year, with more than 500 people killed so far this year. Officials say distracted and impaired driving continue to be the biggest factors, especially with the 4th of July holiday ahead. So troopers are urging drivers to plan ahead and designate a sober driver.
And a major highway project to upgrade Interstate 71 in downtown Cincinnati has just been awarded funding. ONN's Jared Allen reports.
Local leaders in Hamilton County have long wanted to build a cap over 71 as it passes Great American Ballpark and Paycor Stadium. That stretch is known as Fort Washington Way. The U.S. Department of Transportation has just awarded $25 million to get started on the design and construction of it. The Cincinnati Inquirer notes the project includes a 1.2-acre highway cap.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WTOL in Toledo, and WKYC in Cleveland for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.